all the farmers in this area have agreed to let the horses use their footpaths and their tractor tracks and their farm tracks. They're trying to encourage the brown hare, but by doing so they are also encouraging the hare coursers. The hare coursers cause thousands of pounds of damage to the crop, the fencing, trees. Plus, of course, it's a case of ripping hares to pieces, which is illegal, totally illegal. Dreadful, yeah. The hares are just ripped to pieces, sometimes just left in with bits and lumps out of them if they have to run off because somebody has actually seen them and reported it to us. So we're trying to, A, encourage the hares population, B, trying to stop all the damage. And the cruelty to the hares is indescribable. My patrols, I can do the roads, I can walk the footpaths, but obviously I'm not very fast compared to a horse. There are lots of areas, when we're talking land of 1,000 acres plus, I'd be just walking around in the middle of nowhere all day, where the horses can do it. They have a high vantage point. I mean, I'm 5'4", by the time they're on a horse, they must be nearly 10 feet. So they've got a lot better vantage point than I have, and they can run a darn sight faster than I can.